Rachel Campbell. Happy Easter. It is with deep gratitude and respect that Trinity United Church Summerside gathers and worships on unceded Mi'kmaq territory. Abiquit, Prince Edward Island is covered by the historic treaties of peace and friendship. Let us prepare ourselves for worship.
Was it a morning like this, when the sun still hid from Jerusalem, and Mary rose from her bed to tend the Lord she thought was dead? Was it a morning like this, when Mary walked down from Jerusalem, and two angels stood at the tomb, bearers of news she would hear soon? Did the grass sing? Did the earth rejoice to feel you again? Over and over, like a trumpet underground, did the earth seem to pound? He is risen. Over and over, in a never-ending round, he is risen. Alleluia, alleluia. Was it a morning like this, when Peter and John ran from Jerusalem, and as they raced toward the tomb, beneath their feet was there a tune? Did the grass sing? Did the earth rejoice to hear you again? Over and over, like a trumpet underground, did the earth seem to pound? He is risen. Over and over, in a never-ending round, he is risen. Alleluia, alleluia. Over and over, like a trumpet underground, did the earth seem to pound? He is risen.
Absolutely, hallelujah. Then Peter began to speak to them. I understand that God shows no partiality, but in every person, anyone who fears him and practices righteousness is accepted to him. You know the message he sent to the people of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ. He is the Lord of all. The message spread throughout Judea, beginning in Galilee after the baptism that John announced. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. How he went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. We are all the witnesses to all that he has done. In Judea and in Jerusalem, they put him to death by hanging him on a tree, but God raised him on the third day and allowed him to appear, not to all the people, but to us, who were chosen by God as witnesses who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. He commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he is the one ordained by God as judge of the living and the dead. All the prophets testify about him, that everyone who believes in him will receive forgiveness of sins through his name. Amen and hallelujah. Join me in the call to worship. There are glad songs of victory in the tents of the righteous. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly. The right hand of the Lord is exalted. The Lord does valiantly. I shall not die, but I shall live and recount the deeds of the Lord. Hallelujah to the risen Christ.
Thank you.
big organ. Please be seated. And friends, let us join our voices together in the gathering prayer, as printed in your bulletin and on the screens. So if you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on the things that are above, not on the things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, is revealed, then you also will be revealed with him in glory. Amen.
I'm not just too sure. Test, am I on? Yep. Yes. I'm not just too sure how this is going to work, but I'm going to invite anyone who is from zero to whatever to come up here and help me with this song, which is Hallelujah, 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 Praise Ye the Lord. But I need help. So I would say if you go to junior church, you should come and help me, please. Come on up. And I need you right up here beside me, near the piano. Come on, Florence, you can help me. Come on, Anna, you can help me. Oh, you're the brave ones, good for you. The choir will help you, come on in, close to me. Just wait, there you go. All right, come on up close. Yeah. Now, I think most of these people, that's the chord, know this song out there. You probably know it too. And it goes like this. There's a lot of hallelujahs, there's a hallelujah, and there's a praise ye the Lord. Is that hard to remember? No, especially today, because we sing a lot of those because we're so happy to have Jesus who is alive, right? Now, could I have your bunny? Because you're going to need both hands. Thank you. He will help, okay? That's awesome. So we're going to go. We're going to raise our hands for hallelujah. Out there, they don't raise their hands for hallelujah. They only raise them for praise ye the Lord. So the choir, we're going to do the hallelujahs. They're going to raise their hands for praise ye the Lord. There's a trick, just like the Easter bunny. In the middle, everything flips over. So don't be surprised if I was. Okay, here we go. Choir can help me. You can help me if you know it. So we start with our hands up. Hallelujah. And
hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Good too, Rachel. Now, Rachel was doing a little up and down, which is good too, because you've been sitting quite a while. So if you feel like you want to stand up and hallelujah and praise the Lord, that's even better. But you know what? We're going to flip it around. They have to do the hallelujahs this time. All right? You know you're fine. And hallelujah. Our turn.
Praise ye the Lord.
Sing you out. You can dance out to this and sing out, and we'll continue. You can choose whichever part you want to do. Here we go.
Hallelujah, 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 praise
you. You can go down to church.
Hallelujah, 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 praise you, the Lord. Praise you, the Lord. Hallelujah, praise you, the Lord. Hallelujah.
The scripture is from John 20, 1 to 18, from the Message. Early in the morning on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb and saw that the stone was moved away from the entrance. She ran at once to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one Jesus loved, gasping for breath. They took the master from the tomb. We don't know where they've put him. Peter and the other disciple left immediately for the tomb. They ran, neck and neck. The other disciple got to the tomb first, outrunning Peter. Stooping to look in, he saw the pieces of linen cloth lying there, but he didn't go in. Simon Peter arrived after him, entered the tomb, observed the linen cloths lying there, and the kerchief used to cover his head, not lying with the linen cloths, but separate, neatly folded by itself. Then the other disciple, the one who had gotten there first, went into the tomb, took one look at the evidence, and believed. No one yet knew from the scripture that he had to rise from the dead. The disciples then went back home. But Mary stood outside the tomb weeping. As she wept, she knelt to look into the tomb and saw two angels sitting there, dressed in white, one at the head and the other at the foot of where Jesus' body had been laid. They said to her, "Woman, why do you weep?" "They took my master," she said, "and I don't know where they put him." After this, she turned away and saw Jesus standing there, but she didn't recognize him. Jesus spoke to her, "Woman, why do you weep? Who are you looking for?" She, thinking that he was the gardener, said, "Sir, if you took him, tell me where you put him so that I can care for him." Jesus said, "Mary." Turning to face him, she said in Hebrew, "Rabboni," meaning teacher. Jesus said, "Don't cling to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. Go to my brothers and tell them, I ascended to my Father and your Father, my God and your God." Mary Magdalene went, telling the news to the disciples, "I saw the Master," and she told them everything he had said to her. Thus endeth the reading.
He is not there, lost.
love Easter. Please join me in prayer. Let us pray. Loving God, let the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, dear God, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. When I think about Easter and the scriptures that we are reintroduced to every year, I can't help but think about and reflect on the word commissioned. I envision Mary outside that tomb, that empty tomb, in great distress, wondering where Jesus had been taken. And then suddenly, with her name being said by this so-called stranger in front of her, everything changes. Mary realizes that Jesus is right there. He is this man inquiring about her distress, not a stranger. Her beloved teacher, friend, Messiah. Jesus chooses Mary to hear and truly witness the good news of the resurrection. He chose Mary. If that wasn't enough, Jesus then commissions Mary to get up and go tell this good news, to tell what she had just witnessed. As Elaine shared from the scripture this morning, Jesus says, "Go to my brothers and tell them, I ascend to my Father and your Father, my God and your God." Mary Magdalene went telling the news to the disciples. "I saw the Master," she said, and she told them everything he had said to her. Did Mary witness the empty tomb? Yes. Was Mary the first to see Jesus? Yes. Was she the first to embrace the resurrection? Yes. But then she does the most amazing thing, even more amazing in my humble opinion than all of this. Mary responds to the commissioning of Jesus to go and tell, to proclaim what she had just witnessed. And she does just that. Because she did, we are here today retelling these familiar texts, these Easter scriptures. Someone had to share this good news of our Christian faith, to share the good news of Easter, to share that Jesus was victorious over the grave, that he got off the cross and was resurrected. This is all happening today. What we're doing here today, those who have braved the elements to be here today, those watching online, we're all doing this today because Jesus commissioned Mary to go and tell the others, "I have saw the Master." And she did that. She did just that. She didn't run away in fear. She didn't hide. She didn't doubt. She didn't deny. Mary listened to Jesus. She listened to the commissioning. And she shared everything Jesus said to her with those he commanded her to tell. She got up. She went out. She lived into the commissioning of her faith. Jesus responded to Jesus and did what he asked. She responded to Jesus and did as he asked. Isn't that what we're called to do as Christians, though? All of us? Are not each of us commissioned by God, by Jesus, to do the same, to get up, to live into the commissioning of our faith every single day? In my research around this idea of being commissioned or living into a commissioning, the Bible views being commissioned to mean being sent out by God, Jesus, to live into the mission of our faith. Jesus in the gospel lesson tells us what that faith is and how to live into it. Within our context here at Trinity, at the conclusion of every worship service, you will hear me use a commissioning from the Apostle Paul, which says to be alert, to stand firm in the faith, to be valiant and strong, and let all that you do be done out of love. Every single Sunday or worship service since I've been here. Those are not just nice words to say to wrap up a service. We are. You and me. We are all commissioned to go out there and live and do those words. Live those words. Be those words. The commissioning I use from one of the letters, that's basically where it comes from. It's one of the letters from Paul that he wrote to the churches. It so happens to be a letter that he wrote to the church in Corinth. 1 Corinthians 16, verses 13 to 14 says, keep alert, stand firm in the faith, be courageous, be strong, let all that you do be done in love. It's part of a final message and greeting offered by Paul to those receiving the letter in Corinth, and I would argue it's also what we are called to do when we're trying to live this Christian faith of ours out in the world today, in the real world. This commissioning calls us to take a firm stance in our faith, to dig in, to learn about it, to transform by it. This will take a lot of courage, though. It's not easy to dive into and look in faith. It's not easy to change. It's not easy to transform. It's not easy to do church differently. It's going to take a lot of courage. And we're going to need to be strong. We're going to need to listen. We also need to let all that we have done, all that we do, be done in love. This commissioning, like that of what Jesus asked of Mary outside the empty tomb, can you imagine being asked to do what she did? Isn't that transformative? Isn't that changing? Isn't that different than what she was used to? It's a call to action, and we are to respond. We are not to be distracted. This is a call to action from the divine for each of us. A few weeks ago in a Bible study I was leading here at Trinity, some members of that group shared that they never fully realized that they were being actively commissioned to go out into the world to do the work of Jesus as part of their faith journey. This realization didn't fully take root until attending services here at Trinity and hearing me say each week, we are commissioned to go out there and do this work. That we are the ones called to take what we learn in here out into the world. For them, it was beautifully empowering. For me, this was not the first time that I've heard this. A disconnect between being onlookers of the Christian faith versus engaged participants. Sometimes we see church as a place to go, and that is it. Show up, a check mark, done. However, church is not just a place to go. It is a place to be. It is a place to become. Jesus, from the very beginning of his ministry, commissioned the disciples, the followers then, and us today to be the ministry, to be the church, to be part of all of it, to engage, and to be engaged participants. We are commissioned by God to live into our faith. We are commissioned by Jesus to be the hands and feet of Christianity in the world. We are commissioned to proclaim and live the faith. And when we do this, words will become closer to what Jesus envisioned this world to be. The word becomes the life. The world will become closer to the heavenly realm that Jesus envisioned within this earthly reality. And friends, that is not easy. Look at the world around us. We are called as a church to respond to the world around us. And that means church will be done differently. Things will have to change. We need to transform. We are Mary at the tomb, being commissioned by Jesus to go out there and respond, to do things differently. Witness what is going on, and you soon realize why we need to be firm in our faith, especially in the world that we're in today. Why we need to be courageous and strong, and why we must do all of this with the love that Jesus showed and commissioned us to live into. It's so easy to get the chip on your shoulder. It's so easy to want to be angry. But how do we respond into that? How do we respond to change the world for the better? How do we respond as Jesus calls us to respond? That is engagement. That is challenging. That is living and responding into the commissioning of our faith. That is truly being part of this happy Easter. We are commissioned. Are we listening? And are we willing to respond? All glorious God's. Amen.
Prepared to die, then lifted his face up to the sky, said, I am coming home now, Father, to you. A reed which held his final sip was gently lifted to his lips. He drank his last and gave his soul to glory. This is Jesus Christ, our Savior. He looked with fear upon his sword, then turned to face his Christ and Lord, fell to his knees, crying. From his head the thorny crown, and wrapped him in a linen gown, and laid him down to rest inside the tomb. The holes in his hands, his feet inside, now in our hearts we know he died to save us from ourselves.
today, as Bill brings forward the offering plate, a symbol of offering, we are recognizing, we remember time, talent, and treasure, and how we make a difference with that time, talent, and treasure from the pews out into the world. So for those who are able, please rise as we offer a prayer, a blessing over the offering today. Let us pray. Gracious God, we bring our gifts this Easter Sunday. Bless them and us. We pray that the gifts received here today aid in the betterment of this world, that love is revealed, nourishment offered, and healing initiated. We pray all this in the name of Jesus. Amen. Join me in a new creed that is printed not only in Voices United, but also on the screen. Let us share in the new creed together. We are not alone. We live in God's world. We believe in God who has created and is creating, who has come in Jesus, the Word made flesh, to reconcile and make new, who works in us and others by the Spirit. We trust in God. We are called to be the church, to celebrate God's presence, to live with respect in creation, to love and serve others, to seek justice and resist evil, to proclaim Jesus crucified and risen, our judge and our hope, in life, in death, in life beyond death. God is with us. We are not alone. Thanks be to God. Please be seated. Let us pray. Loving God, the stone has been rolled away, and today we're reminded of our call to respond into this world, to live into our commissioning, to share a heart of support and love, to seek truth and wisdom, to listen, to discern, to respond. Gracious God, as an Easter people, we know that no matter the restrictions that you surround us, we can come and worship together. We rejoice in connection and we celebrate and shout hallelujah together, your people, as one. In a world that can be scary and uncertain, your gracious God is present with us and you are our constant. Holy God, you have reminded us of victory and we celebrate victory today. Victory over the grave, victory that reminds us of your teachings, victories that remind us of life eternal. Today, we have reason to celebrate Easter, and for that we are thankful. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty." As we gather around this table on Easter Sunday, we are reminded that all are welcomed at Christ's table. This is not Trinity's table. This is not the United Church of Canada's table. This is all our table, and all are welcome to partake. Please join me in the great thanksgiving. God be with you. Lift up our hearts. We come giving thanks to the Lord our God. Let us come with hearts saying hallelujah to the risen Christ. We come with praise and thanks. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God, and all things came into being through him, and without him not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all the people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. You sent Jesus, the light of the world, to share that light, God with us. People gather to see and to hear him, to witness his acts of healing, to listen to his teachings. He made time for everyone. Jesus turned no one away. Yet people turned away, betrayed and crucified him. Through all of this, Jesus loved us and was lifted from the darkness of the grave. Jesus found victory over death so that we would be with him and we could all be as one. We join our voices in great praise, singing. We come to this table, we remember that Jesus ate with his friends the night before he died. In the Gospel of Mark, we're reminded that while they were eating, he took a loaf of bread. And after blessing it, he broke it. He gave it to them, saying, "Take, this is my body." On the same night, he took a cup, and after giving thanks, he gave it to them. And all of them drank from it. He said to them, "This is the blood of my covenant, which is poured out for many." As we come to this table on Easter Sunday, we remember. We remember the love that Jesus has for each of us. We rejoice and celebrate his resurrection. We wait with hope for his coming again. Together as a faith family, we lift our hearts and our voices as we proclaim the mystery of our faith. God, pour your spirit upon us and these gifts as we come to your table. May they be signs of light, life, and love to each of us and together. Help us to be instruments of peace, love, and justice in this world, through, with, and in Christ, through the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory is yours, loving Creator, now and forever. Amen. Friends, this is the bread of life, communion in the body of Christ. This is the cup of blessings, communion in the blood of Christ. The gifts of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. When we share in the meal today, when you came in, there was a table with these little cups and wafers. If you didn't receive one, just raise your hand. And we have some folks, just raise your hand, they'll come around. And we have Duncan on this side and Bill on this side. Wonderful. And also Beth. Wonderful. And if someone does need a gluten-free option, I did put some rice crackers on the way in, so you can just let us know that as well before we partake together. As we partake in the bread of life, we peel back just the top layer of film from the top of your cup and wafer, and you'll reveal the wafer that is there. Give everybody a chance to do that. And then we'll partake together. The bread of life. Amen. And there's one layer down, a little bit of a thicker foil, this purple. If you peel that back, be careful. Just a little bit can peel it back. And you'll reveal the grape juice that is inside. And once everyone has a chance to do that, we'll partake together. The cup of blessing. Amen. And friends, please join me in the prayer after communion that should be printed on your screen. As we leave this place, we remember your actions and your words. Transform us and give us the courage to share the good news. May our acts of Christian love extend beyond this Easter season and into our lives all throughout the year. As we celebrate your creation, may we feel your presence. Amen.
Thank you.
for our commissioning and benediction, let us raise our voices together and say the prayer that Jesus taught. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Can you imagine the world that this will be if we would live into that prayer every day as Christians? As you leave this place today, I commission you all to be alert, to stand firm in the faith, to be valiant and strong, but let all that you do be done out of love. May God bless you and keep you. May God's face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. Amen. Happy Easter and hallelujah.